Welcome to the Pro Basketball Talk podcast. This is a sequel to the sequel of the mock off season. If you haven't heard them before, Nate Duncan on the Dunked On podcast does a fantastic job of running a mock off season, a mock trade deadline. We do mock rookie scale extensions, and this year, in addition to the mock off season, he ran an extra episode on the Dunked On podcast. Again, I encourage you to listen to that about mock Kevin Durant trades. Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Nets. Kyrie Irving is also still on the Nets, still in an awkward position. And so Nate was gracious enough to come on the Pro Basketball Talk podcast. We're going to continue basically where we left off. We're not going to assume that Kevin Durant trade happened. If you want to know what that specific trade was, listen to the Dunked On podcast. But today we're going to look at Kyrie Irving potential trades. I am going to be the mock Nets. And Nate is basically going to be every other team that might be interested in Kyrie Irving, in addition to
an exhaustive list, Dan. Yes.
We gave Nate the big responsibility of managing somewhere between 1 and 29 other teams. He can decide how many that is. So let's just jump right into it, Nate. Thanks for coming on. I'm the Nets here. I've got Kyrie Irving. Everybody knows the situation, how we got here. It's not great. Kyrie Irving probably isn't happy to be here. He spent a lot of the offseason looking to get away. Sure, he opted in, but especially with Kevin Durant requesting a trade, this probably is not the end of the saga. So why don't you take it away, and if there are any interested teams as the mock Nets, love to hear about it.
So the most important thing that you said there is, in this scenario now, KD has not yet been traded, or has KD been traded already?
It's imminent. He's headed out.
So the Nets have clearly given up at this point on any possibility of like KD sticking around, Kyrie joining him, trying to keep KD happy, all that. Like that's clearly out the window.
Pretty much. I suppose there's a scenario. Well, we could talk about it, but like KD is headed out. There's going to be a trade.
Okay. Well, that's an important assumption.
Yes.
Because now my offers are going to be worse.
Well, okay. That's fair. I mean, the Nets are, backed up against the wall. That's what happens when you give these stars so much power. It does put the Nets in a tough spot, no question.
Mavs here.
Yeah.
We might be interested in making an offer, but we'd really like to talk to Kyrie and his agent about how he might feel about joining the Dallas Mavericks, playing next to Luka Doncic, possibly even signing an extension if things go well. We can't let this get out. Obviously, we need to keep it quiet. Do you have Kyrie's agent's number? I mean, I've never really. Nico Harrison at Nike. We got some great feelings with Kyrie. Wasn't my fault. They terminated the relationship after I left. If I were at Nike, still, you'd still have that lucrative deal with them. Do I have your permission, Nets? Because we do all this above board, no back channeling. Do I have your permission to speak to him?
Oh yes, absolutely. We're realists. When James Harden forced a trade of the 76ers, we didn't complain. We said this is just how the NBA is because we're doing the same nonsense too.
Fair enough. Well, I guess I can report back, Nets, that I have discussed the matter with Kyrie Irving and he's doesn't appear to be too interested in joining us. However, I would still be willing to make an offer, which would be a first round pick, Tim Hardaway Jr. and Davis Bertans for Kyrie.
Yeah, that's a lot of tough salary. Tim Hardaway Jr. might end up worth it if he's healthy. That's an if. Bertans, at this point, fairly safely looks like negative salary. Just one first round pick, that's not going to get it done. I mean, we would want a couple first round picks. That's without taking back the negative salary. At least one first round pick, bare minimum. without taking back the negative salary.
Yeah. Well, let's see how negative the other salary you're offered ends up being, and perhaps you'll return to the fold.
Okay, fair enough. Anybody else out there interested in Kyrie Irving?
Lakers here, we feel very confident about our season going forward here. I don't know if you heard, Russell Westbrook has been very engaged. He's been to the press conferences. Darvin Ham is going to hold him accountable. He's buying in to the idea of being a different kind of player, defending the way he did way back in his all Pac-12 defensive player of the year days. So, you know, we feel no pressure to make a move of any kind. If you look at our roster, we're very deep and athletic now behind our big three. However, you know, LeBron just wanted us to inquire maybe about what it would take to swap Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, we think this trade construction makes a lot of sense. We would do Kyrie Irving. And we're going to give Joe Harris a physical. And if he fails that physical, we're going to include him. If he passes the physical, you're going to get Ayron Sharp. And that for Russell Westbrook and your 2027 and 2029 unprotected first round picks.
So you're willing that you would actually just be taking on salary in this construction?
Well,
most likely.
It depends on Joe Harris's physical. But yeah, I mean, look, we're trading Kevin Durant. We'll probably drop salary there. We can find other ways to drop salary as we, you know, go down. So we're not opposed to that. You give us both of those unprotected first round picks. I mean, part of that is to compensate us for, you know, taking on this bad salary of Russell Westbrook.
Well, it's very interesting that you see it that way, because Russell Westbrook can still actually play. Not he's still a starting point guard. He's still a starting point guard in this league. You're going to get someone who's just not going to play for you at all. And you, as far as I know, you don't really have any other offers. So wouldn't you rather just take on Russell Westbrook, so he's actually going to help you this year? And, you know, maybe we can send some of our young players as well to even it out. But from our perspective, you're not even getting anything from Kyrie Irving, and you have nowhere else to send him. So why should we include anything more than Russell Westbrook? And, you know, we might be willing to take something back from you guys to make the salary work, to make it easier on you, so you're not adding to your luxury tax bill. We certainly quite understand what it's like to have that inexorable squeeze. They're so biased against us big markets these days, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, we understand. It's tough to be the second fiddle team in a big market. We get it. This is how we see it. Russell Westbrook does not fit at all on your team. He is destructive on your team. Because of his salary, he's a severely negative contract. You couldn't give him away. You probably would, you know, at least one first round pick to get him anywhere. This is your life. Kyrie Irving would be a great fit. He wants to play with LeBron. LeBron wants him. This is going to change you from a team that is at the very like minimum of championship contention. You need everything to go right. And one of those things that goes right might be Russell Westbrook not being available to you, because he's destructive to your team. You get a real helpful player, a star in Kyrie Irving, super talented, and is going to look better. LeBron James is 37. What are you waiting for? You need to do this trade now.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. We're not even sure that LeBron and AD are good enough to win a championship, even if we do.
Of course they are.
Get Kyrie.
Of course they are. They just won a championship. And then you add Kyrie Irving to that. Of course you're good enough to win a championship. You're definitely not good enough with Russell Westbrook.
Well, I mean... I know that Kobe Bryant would have had a totally different approach to what LeBron is. Like, he would have been totally patient, you know, obviously, and just, you know, not press us to push in these first rounders. But unfortunately, we do have LeBron, and he's a little bit more impatient. Hold on, let me make a call to Eric Garcetti first. Okay, all right. He has assured me that there will be no vaccination requirements in Los Angeles going forward here. I'll tell you what, we will offer you our 2027 first round pick, lottery protected for 3 years to do this deal.
No way. No way. Look it. We will let Kyrie Irving rot on our roster all season if we have to, and then you probably won't even be able to get him in the offseason. At best, you'll have to work out a sign and trade with us. I'm not sure that'll be viable. I don't think Kyrie Irving is going to go there for the big level reception. Good luck clearing cap space for him. This is your ticket to get a supreme talent in a year you badly need him. This is it. Like, you can't afford to waste this season. We can absolutely waste this year of Kyrie Irving's season and let him go in the summer. We don't care. You know, we want both first-round picks. You know, to get off Russell Westbrook's contract, to get somebody like Kyrie Irving, you should be so thankful this is available to you. This would not be available to you if Kevin Durant didn't request a trade. But now we're willing to waste our year. Like, for us, both first-round picks completely unprotected.
Well, here's the thing. I think we're fine just going into the season. Let's see how LeBron and AD look. If they look like they're really ready to win a championship, then maybe we can re-engage with you. And, you could just hold on to Kyrie for now.
You really aren't going to take that. You're going to go into the season with Russell Westbrook instead of Kyrie.
I mean, we may not be able to win a championship anyway. AD hasn't looked good. Like, LeBron is going to turn 38 this year. Like, we just... If those guys come in and they show that they still have it, then I think we might be willing to up our offer.
Talk about sabotaging yourself. I mean, don't you think LeBron and AD are more likely to come in hungry and motivated and ready to go if Kyrie Irving's on the roster? Like, you ask them to come back with Russell Westbrook again, of course they're not going to look good. Like, if you want this trade not to make sense, sure, start the season. It'll make less and less sense. You want Kyrie Irving now. You want them... everybody get a chance to get excited and motivated together.
So we'd be willing to throw in the second first rounder, but it also needs to be lottery protected.
We're not lottery protecting either one of them. It's this is your chance to win a championship. You can worry about the picks later. You're the Lakers. You'll figure something out. Anthony Davis is still, you know, young enough to have a long runway. LeBron might still be playing by then. Kyrie Irving might still be playing by then. A core of Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis might not look so bad, although at that age it probably will. But you're the Lakers. You'll figure something out. Everybody always wants to come to you. You know, the odds of your picks finishing number two in a few straight drafts, I mean, that's infinitesimal.
Well, I think that we already just let Clutch run the negotiations the first time with New Orleans, and we gave up too much for Anthony Davis. We didn't have to give up that much. We're just going to hold a harder line this time, particularly because we don't think necessarily that we're quite championship ready. But I can offer you one other possible construction.
Okay.
We would be willing to go two first round picks, both top four protected, if you're also willing to let us exchange role players, basically whatever role players we want in terms of salary. So we get, you know, Joe Harris, Royce O'Neal, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, any of these guys, you are willing to let us flip Kendrick Nunn and Talen Horton-Tucker for as much salary as we can take back.
Well, we can't do Patty Mills right now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Patty Mills is no good. You're right. Yeah. So, but the other
problem is, no, we're setting a hard line on this because to us, look, we understand the scenario. You are the only team that wants Kyrie Irving. We're not pretending otherwise. Dallas might have some minor interest, but you are the only team that like actually wants Kyrie Irving. And we're the only team willing to accept Russell Westbrook. We get this. It's us or nothing. But for us, our season is already blown. Kevin Durant's out. Nothing is going to work this year. Like, this is a lost year for us. And we'll take Kyrie Irving down with the ship if we have to. You can't afford to do that with LeBron at his age, let alone for the coming years. This is your chance to get Kyrie Irving, to get his bird rights, to re-sign him next year. Maybe he'll even sign a contract extension with you. and you could get him for less than that, the max, that's your business. Once you get
him. Yeah, you know, I think we'll we can just hold off to the trade deadline. And frankly, if Kyrie shows up at the trade deadline, it's like less chance for him to get injured and he'll be really motivated. There's less chance for him to like poison our culture.
He might have retired.
We'll just do it then.
He might have retired by then. you know,
well, probably not, because he wants to make his $36 million. If he would have just come to us if he wasn't concerned about the money, he would have just come to us for the taxpayer mid level.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's why you need to get his bird rights, and that's why you can't wait till free agency next year, let alone the chance to win a championship. You know, you say gave up too much for Anthony Davis. That won you a championship. I don't think that was too much. You know, maybe some savvier negotiating, you could have done it for less. But it's all about championships, especially in Los Angeles. You got it. It worked out. You don't have to have any misgivings about the Anthony Davis trade. After the fact, it worked. And this one could work for you, too. You'd really rather go into the season with Russell Westbrook again to redo this whole miserable experience than get Kyrie Irving for two draft picks years and years down the line. You know, I assume I've talked to Rob Pelinka here. What are the odds you're even in this job at that point? That's somebody else's problem.
Well, but I think I work for ownership, and ownership is very concerned about throwing good money after bad for this team that's not a contender. I mean, that's the best offer I can make. I'm sorry.
These are the type of decisions that leads LeBron to leave places when ownership, when management, they're not on board with winning. He hasn't signed his contract exemption yet. These are the things that are going to force him out.
I mean, secretly, I don't know if we even want LeBron to sign a $50 million extension for his age 39 and 40 seasons. Like, I think we might be okay with that. But there's six of us bus children. We're fine just getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars per year to be mediocre. Like, at least everyone was getting paid back then, and we get our franchise back.
Okay. I mean, so look at this is the final call. We're setting a hard line. It's the two first round picks, or you're not unprotected, 2027, 2029, or you're not getting it. You don't want to do that right now?
That is what ownership is telling me, that I cannot do this deal.
Okay. Well, I guess we're keeping Kyrie Irving into the season, and he's going to be miserable, and we don't care. All right. So I guess if we're going to break character here real quick at the end and discuss what
we want. Well, Dan, should we just schedule another podcast for the trade right before the trade deadline now?
So I think that one's back on your court. I'll be back on Dunked On for the mock trade deadline. We'll see where Kyrie Irving is. Nate, as the Lakers, would you do that? Because I really think the Nets have to set that line. I think anything else is letting the Lakers off the hook. The Lakers are in a desperate situation. They have a chance to win now. They have all the incentive. The Nets, they can let this play out. You know, so what if they lose this season? It's already a lost year. Russell Westbrook is such a terrible contract.
But is it a lost year, though? Like, they're probably going to they want to trade for somebody who's like an all-star and like still be good.
Yeah, but you're not getting that for Kyrie Irving. Like, you're not.
Yeah, but you can get picks that you could then flip somewhere else, right? I think.
Yeah, but
if I had to guess how this plays out, I think the Lakers do a little bit better than just straight up two unprotected picks for Kyrie, and that's it.
I do too, in part because I think the Nets are probably going to be cowards because a lot of teams aren't.
Well, and also if I'm the Lakers, there's no downside to at least waiting until training camp, right? Like wait until training camp. We'll see like what LeBron and AD look like. Like, what, you know, if AD is just like not in shape again, or, you know, LeBron is like someone gets injured or something, and like Kyrie, like the pressure on the Nets to move him is only going to increase, in my view, particularly when he is like, you know, ruining what they're trying to do in camp. Well, and also, the other thing too is, in this circumstance, the KD deal is done. It doesn't seem like that's going to be done. Like, seems like no way this happens before the KD deal happens.
Sure. I guess for our assumption, it's just the KD deal is imminent, but we don't know what it is because I didn't want the specifics of that hovering over this.
Right. If I'm the Lakers, though, there's no reason to put my best offer on the table before training camp. Like, okay. No way.
Well, let's say this was at training camp.
Yeah.
Would you do it if you – if the Nets are saying we're not doing this and we're just going to let Kyrie Irving, you know, we'll send him home if he's too disruptive, and they're just absolutely refusing, because I really do think that's what the Nets should do. And you're the Lakers. I understand you want to negotiate for better terms. You want to get protections in there. You want to get better role players from the Nets. But if they're just saying no, 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 and you really come down to feel like it's this or we're forced to ride with Russell Westbrook or find another Westbrook trade somehow, theoretically, that I don't think can happen, are you going to do it?
No, I think I would. If it really came down to the trade deadline and nothing had happened and we're looking like pretty decent, you know, like we're around like the sixth seed in the West and LeBron's looking really good and AD's looking really good, then maybe at that point I would go with both picks. But I think I could at least get some protection on those.
But you're lowering your chances of LeBron and AD looking good, because it's going to be harder to be engaged having to play with Russell Westbrook again. I think I would.
I mean, I could just watch Anthony Davis and see whether he can like move and jump and make a jump shot, which he wasn't really able to do last year.
It's kind of a hybrid between maybe it's unrealistic because I am trying to take like kind of the bus ownership approach where they're like, no, we're not going to give up any picks just to move Russell Westbrook last year. Like they've kind of stopped doing this, like trading everything away in the future approach. It seems like kind of their thought was like this team right now is not good enough to win. Now I'm probably perhaps being unrealistic in the sense that I'm also adding like my own understanding of like what things are actually worth and like some negotiating and transigence that they haven't really shown in any of the deals that they have made. Like they've overpaid in every single trade that they've done in the Pelinka era. But it does seem like it's like kind of a new day in Baltimore for these guys. And so that I don't know that I'm going to predict that it'll happen that way, but I think that's how I would play it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think they'll be able to, I think they'll be able to wear down the Nets, but I just think the Lakers have all the desperation. And I get the idea of not wanting to trade a pick just to unload Russell Westbrook for somebody like John Wall.
I mean, you guys might just end up like waving and stretching Kyrie.
I suppose that's possible. That gets them out of the tax. But for the Lakers, that's a lot to give up. I get it. Those distant picks with unprotected. But to upgrade from Russell Westbrook to Kyrie Irving in terms of...
Well, here's the other thing too, Dan. What if they, at the trade deadline, they have a lot more matching salary? So what if they wanted to save those two picks and you could include Lonnie Walker, Kendrick Nunn, Horton Tucker, and go after someone who makes, you know, like $26 million a year, and you'd have those picks to go get that guy instead. Maybe. That's a possibility too, right?
What are the odds they're going to get somebody? No question they're not going to get somebody as talented as Kyrie Irving, but as good, even with everything.
Yeah, or you could just exchange them for like an actual team or depth pieces, or even Westbrook, like, will be a much more palatable trade when there are more players under contract, when the acquiring team doesn't have to pay his entire salary for the year. There'll be more teams that are out of it. More guys will be available on the trade market for cheaper. I'm not ready to fire my full bullets right now. I want to make a deal that, you know, helps the Nets. I mean, it's obviously like both guys on a sinking ship that like could save each other, but they don't want to pay. They don't want to have to like, they want to pay like an equal price. Like, I mean, the Nets are, I don't know if they're as desperate to get rid of Kyrie, but he's just an exploding asset. Basically, like you could get something for him.
Well, but it's probably only from the Lakers.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. Like, so are you saying you think this happens and it's for two unprotected first-round picks? First-round picks are in the deal?
I don't, but I do think that's what the Nets should be demanding. And I think they should just let Kyrie waste away playing for them if he wants to and is, you know, a reasonable, you know, presence on the team. Or if you have to send him home, you have to send him home. But I just think this is the Lakers' chance to win another championship. And Russell Westbrook is so toxic on that contract at that salary that the Nets have all the leverage.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I don't know. It was fun to talk it out and hear where both teams
are. Yeah, no, I mean, who could have predicted that we wouldn't be able to come to an agreement?